Oh man, go figure. The second we closed the live stream talking about the great Michael Pittman and Jamel Dean additions that the Omar Khan has added today at the start of free agency, we were live 3 hours discussing all that, having a great time with the chat. And the second we get off the live stream, Omar Khan wants to wake up from his nap and sign Rico Dowdle to a contract that we don't know the exact details of. Probably something similar to what Kenny G had last year is what I'm expecting. But Kenny Gainwell got signed to the Bucks. Well-deserved. He was a team MVP last year, led the team in receptions, actually.
And it sucks to see him go, I'm happy for Gainwell. He got a well-deserved contract by the Buccaneers. He should fit nicely there for him. And it was obvious that the Steelers, they wanted to bring him back. They couldn't, but it seemed that they were going to look for a replacement for Kenneth Gainwell, and they have that guy right now in Rico Dowdle.
Yeah, who obviously has a Mike McCarthy connection with the Cowboys, so Mike McCarthy bringing in one of his own to the Steel City. This is a good signing. This is a really good signing because this could arguably be an upgrade of a running back room compared to what we had last year. And Kenny G was really good for us last year.
Big time.
Warren was really good for us last year. You bring in Rico Dowdle, he's not known for his receiving upside, but back-to-back seasons of 39 receptions, his receiving upside is a little underrated. He's not known for it, but
he can do it.
He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He can get those checkdowns. He gets yards after contact, which is really good about his game. He's a bigger back. He's got a little bit of speed to him. I like Dowdle, man. This made a lot of sense because we lost Kenny G, the McCarthy connection. We needed a rotational piece. We needed a new 1-2 punch to pair with Warren. And I think we got a really good one here with Rico Dowdle and now Jalen Warren.
And his resume, it just speaks for itself. Back-to-back 1,000-yard running back with the Cowboys and in his lone year with the Panthers. Like, what he did for the Panthers was honestly not surprising, but for him to go in there and kind of just take that main back role away from Chuba Hubbard, who's still a great back in his own right for the Panthers, but he took that role and honestly helped lead the Panthers to pretty successful stats as a rushing attack and even leading them to a playoff appearance.
Well, look at it this way. The year prior, before Rico Dowdle joined the Panthers, Rico Dowdle and Chuba Hubbard were both 1,000-yard rushers. Chuba Hubbard had almost 1,200 rushing yards in 2024, including 10 touchdowns.
And got an extension because of it.
He did. Then Rico Dowdle came in. I think Hubbard got hurt for a game or two. And then Rico Dowdle came on and just burst onto the scene.
I think it was that Miami Dolphins game where he had like 206 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown.
Yeah.
And then the next week after that, he just was consistent. And he, funny enough, faced his former team, the Cowboys, had 30 carries for 183 yards and even had a receiving touchdown in that game.
Right. Another one of his bigger games was, I believe, against the Packers. He had 130 and 2 touchdowns on the ground. Now, that's where the majority of his rushing yards come from, but he was a bigger playmaker for the Panthers in their backfield. Like, he actually took that spot away from Hubbard. He was just a more productive back, which says a lot about Rico and what he can do. You know, what him and Warren's roles are going to be, I would imagine Warren's kind of going to go back to that third down option role where he'll be the change of pace. He'll be the guy that's very good in pass pro. He has that receiving upside, obviously, does Warren. Rico could be seeing the majority of the carries, or they could just very well split it. But when it comes to like third down role, that's going to be Warren. Because we had that with Gainwell, and Gainwell was very good with us last year. Like, to start off the year, Gainwell got most of the carries to start off. And then Warren slowly started getting first and second down reps, and then Gainwell would be the third down back. They would swap that. I think Warren is now going to be primarily a third down back with Rico getting some of the earlier downs, but Warren's much more capable of doing the same. This is a good duo that's going to match together. This is going to be a very good running back duo for the Steelers. This allows Warren to be the third down back and be very productive in that role. This gives the Steelers another tough runner who can run up in between tackles, run up the middle, and get yards after contact and truck for extra yardage, right? You get a running back that's gritty, that's tough. I like this hire, man. I really like this signing for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It just makes sense. What does this mean for Caleb Johnson?
Well, it means that he's going to have to be the third running back, of course, and his playing time this upcoming season is yet to be determined. It's yet to be seen, of course. If he has to sit and continue to learn from Warren Sill and now learn from another veteran in Rico Dowdle, not necessarily a bad thing for Caleb Johnson.
No, because, you know, like I mentioned last year with Caleb as a rookie, it was a bad rookie year. Let's be honest. It was a bad rookie year for a third-round selection.
No lies detected.
But he had great teachers with Warren and Gainwell because two of his biggest issues was pass pro and receiving, because he didn't do much of that in Iowa because they were very run-heavy, right? He's going to have something similar. He's going to have Warren still to learn from. He has an entirely new running back coach, and he has Rico Dowdle now, who's been a vet for so many years. Now, Rico Dowdle, like I mentioned, his receiving upside is underrated. He's not known for it, but he can do it. Warren's most so going to take that role now.
Yeah.
He's also solid in pass pro as Rico. He's very solid in pass pro. So Caleb Johnson still has great teachers to learn from now with Warren and Dowdle. I wouldn't expect Rico to be here too long. Again, I think we don't know the contract details yet, but I would imagine it's something similar to what Kenny G got, and they're still going to try to develop and grow a guy like Caleb underneath because he needs help to find his way to be like a three-down guy. Right now, he's just a runner. He's just a trumper and a runner, really. He doesn't have pass pro sets.
No.
He's not good there, and he doesn't have receiving upside.
No, but this gives the Steelers that time and the coaching to work with Caleb Johnson and Johnson to continue to learn from the running backs in front of him, for him to just mold his craft and just to become a full-fledged running back that can do it all.
Right.
That can work on his receiving ability, work on his pass blocking. This is not a bad thing for Caleb Johnson.
Do I
want to see Caleb Johnson get the opportunity? Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing it, but for him to still learn and develop, it's not a bad thing considering he's still young and he's only in his second year of his rookie contract.
Yeah, he's got 3 years left in his rookie contract. However, I'm not going to lie to you, that third-round pick isn't looking good right now.
It's not.
Because you would expect someone like him to get a bigger role now that Kenny G's gone, except Caleb's kind of one-dimensional. That's why they brought in a guy like Rico.
And honestly, losing a playmaker and somebody so impactful like Gainwell was last year, you kind of had to replace that or fill that void. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because Kenny G, listen, he was one of the biggest playmakers for Steelers all year with Warren. Like, when you look at that offense last year, who were the two biggest playmakers? It was Warren and it was Gainwell. DK had a good game or two every now and then. Muth, he was underutilized. Darnell was a highlight, right? But that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we needed to add another playmaker. We needed to add another tough runner that can pretty much do it all, right? We need someone to pair with Warren. And, of course, Mike McCarthy is experienced with Dowdle. His first 1,000-yard season, 2024, was with McCarthy in his last year in Dallas. So, of course, he's going to bring him in because he trusts him as a runner. And the way he likes to run his offense, Dowdle's a good fit for Warren and them, you know, just the splitting reps. I think this is a good signing. I think this is going to make for a good duo. This just made a lot of sense for the Steelers.
It did, and this is a good replacement to Kenneth Gainwell, Rico Dowdle is. He's shown that he belongs. He's shown that he's capable. Again, back-to-back 1,000-yard rusher. Steelers got a very good player, and it just continues to add upon the day that they've had so far with trading for Michael Pittman, filling wide receiver two, and signing Jamel Dean to a bargain of a deal and filling cornerback two to pair with JPJ.
Absolutely.
This addition to everything that they've done today, it just makes the day even better. I mean, the Steelers, no doubt about it, they've been active. They've also re-signed Asante Samuel Jr. for cornerback depth and as well as Cole Holcomb to fill linebacker depth. So Steelers, no doubt about it, have been very active today, and this might just be the icing on top of the cake.
Yeah, I agree. Like, Omar Khan and the Steelers are having a good day. Like, me today as a Steelers fan, I'm very happy. They have fixed wide receiver two, they have fixed cornerback two, and they have fixed running back two. Like, they've lost people, but they have immediately filled those in, and we still have multiple days to come, plus apparently some Patrick Queen trade rumors. We'll see if there's any juice to that. We don't know what's going to happen at quarterback.
We don't know what's going to happen at guard. Sayamalu's now a Arizona Cardinal. He got a 3-year deal over there.
Yeah.
So what's the situation? What's the status for left guard now for the Steelers?
Right.
They still got work to do.
But today, as a Steelers fan, I am very happy with the Dowdle signing, with the Pittman trade, with the Dean hire, with the Dean signing. I'm having a good day as a Steelers fan, if I'm being real with you. This is just icing on the cake. So Rico Dowdle is going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. We'll see what his contract detail is, but he's going to pair with Warren, and thus our running back duo this year is looking real good, and it just might be an improvement over last year. And last year is going to be it's going to be tough to beat because Warren and Gainwell were literally the only running back duo in the entire league where each of them had 1,000 yards from scrimmage. So that was how good that duo is. This one has the chance to trump it. We'll see what happens.
Very well possible.
But yes, Rico Dotto is a Pittsburgh Steeler. They fill that hole. It made a lot of sense. And now we see what the Steelers do next. So thank you guys for tuning in. Let us know your guys' thoughts about today's moves, especially the Rico one, down in the comments below. What move do you want the Pittsburgh Steelers to do next? We shall see what happens in the coming days. But so far, so good. On a positive note, and I'm very excited to see what's to come as the week processes, and free agency is only going to get crazier because there's still a lot of options out there and a lot of needs to fill.
A lot.
Omar Khan, let's get to work. With that being said, thank y'all for watching, and we'll see you in the next one. Here we go, Steelers.
And as always, like, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you in later. Peace!